please turn with me into the book of Matthew, chapter 1. We're going to go to verse 18 to verse 25, and if you're using the Bibles in front of you, you'll find that on page 681. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. We read these words. It says this. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her public disgrace, he made in his mind to divorce her quietly. But after he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. And she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. And he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name of Jesus. Great, awesome words, and we look forward to hear what God has to say to us this morning.
It's Ryan, and by the way, Children's Church is dismissed. We've had a lot of fun working with Ryan and picking on him and letting him know that all mistakes belong to the new guy. And that has covered up a multitude of sins for me. But Ryan has a heart and a passion for gospel music, and especially for Southern gospel style of music, and we're having a lot of fun with him. And we're glad, Ryan, that you're with us. If you have your Bibles with you, I'm going to ask that you'd please open up once again to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew. This morning, I want to speak to you on the subject of Joseph. And Joseph was given a unique and a daunting task. And that was to be the father image to Jesus. Now we know that of course Jesus was always in connection with his heavenly father. But there was also this earthly dad who had a tremendous role to play in Jesus' life. And how that must have been a thing that made his head spin when he had to consider the fact that here he is, the one who is going to be responsible for the bringing up and the equipping of the God-man. How he was going to be the one who is going to have to teach him a trade. Because, believe it or not, that was very common. And, in fact, that's the way that things were done. You were identified in many areas by the patriarch of the family, by the father in the family. And it was just a natural thing that your firstborn son would follow in your shoes, whatever that might be. Joseph happened to be a carpenter. And so the trade of being a carpenter fell on Joseph's shoulders to train Jesus in carpentry. But there was also the fact that the training up of this child, the father in the household was responsible for the equipping spiritually of the children in that house. Can you imagine trying to teach God? What an amazing responsibility that would have been placed upon him. But Joseph was a man who was obedient to God. He listened intently to what God told him, and he responded to what God said to him. And that, this morning, we want to look at four dreams that Joseph had and how he responded to those particular dreams as God came to him and worked with him in the area of dreams to be able to accomplish his will and to bring about the fulfillment of Scripture. And so I want to share with you this morning just four things. I want to share with you the dream of compassion. Secondly, the dream of concern. Third, the dream of comeback. And fourth, the dream of completion. And so as we look at these four dreams, please try to understand that this is a man that God is communicating to who is responsible for the protection and the bringing up of God's own Son. So let's begin this by looking, first of all, we'll notice the dream of compassion. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, I want you to notice the 20th verse. And you know the story. Joseph is aware that his wife is with child, his espoused wife, his promised wife is with child. And Joseph is contemplating in his heart, what do I do? What do I do with this? I don't want to shame her in any way, but I'm certain that in his heart there was great disappointment. And in his heart, there must have been disillusionment. I mean, this is his promised bride. And he knows of his purity in his relationship with her. But here she is with child. What do I do? And we see in ninth verse, it says, and he was a righteous, or 19th verse, that he was a righteous man, and not wanting to disgrace her, he desired to put her away secretly. We'll just kind of put her away secretly. And that means actually go through the divorce procedure and put her away from him, because he didn't want to bring shame and hurt on her or his family. And then notice how God responds to this. Verse 20. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And continuing on, and she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place, that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. And Joseph arose from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took her as his wife, and kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. You see, Joseph was a man of compassion. He did not want to cause her shame. He did not want to cause her harm in any fashion. And so his desire is to put her away secretly. Let's not make a public demonstration of this. Let's not embarrass and humiliate in any fashion. Let's just kind of put her away secretly. Even in his disappointment. But you see, there's a phrase in those verses that reveal the heart of Joseph. And it was this: being a righteous man. Being a righteous man. That indicates a lot of things. It means that he had a hunger and a thirst to be all that God wanted him to be, to do what God wanted him to do. I don't know how much you pay attention to sports, but there's a big hubbub in the NFL right now about a guy named Tim Tebow. Those of you football fans understand what that's about. Tim Tebow is a strong, strong Christian. And every time he throws a touchdown pass, or every time that he scores a touchdown in the end zone, he kneels on one knee and he thanks God for the talents and abilities that God has given him. And then he points up to him. That has offended people. Now, it doesn't offend people when you tackle people and yell at them and scream and do that kind of thing, but boy, don't bow down in prayer. But you see, Tim Tebow, in the middle of this firestorm, has been asked, why don't you just stop it? Why don't you just stop it? He said, every gift and talent I have comes from the Lord. He deserves the praise. I won't stop. You see, that's a Joseph mindset. Joseph was a righteous man. He was a just man. And he was a man who wanted to honor God and not harm others. He did not want Mary humiliated. But you see, that not only indicates his love and his compassion there, but it also indicates that statement that he is a righteous man. It indicates that he is familiar with the Word of God. And like many of us, sometimes we have to have it explained to us to understand what's taking place. And as he has this dream, you know, being a compassionate man, being a righteous man, as he has this dream, the angel says, look, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Follow through with your plans, because that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Look, she hasn't had relations with another man. That's not the case. Because that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, in order that the Scriptures might be fulfilled, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son. You know the words of Isaiah. And Joseph goes, you know, that's kind of one of those turn on the lights moments. Did you ever have those? Where suddenly you're going, oh, I see how that fits. That was an aha moment for Joseph. And it says, and immediately he got up and he took Mary as his wife. And he kept her pure till after the birth of her firstborn son. The dream of compassion. Joseph, don't be afraid. Don't put her away. Don't try to hide it. Instead, take her as your wife. I'm so glad that Joseph was a man who would listen to the voice of God, even in a dream. Secondly, I want you to notice the second dream that kind of reveals some of the character of Joseph as well. I want you to look at the dream of concern. Look with me at chapter 2. And we have here in this at the beginning of the of chapter 2, we have the visit of the wise men. All right, the magi that have come from the east and that kind of thing. And then as we pick up, let's just kind of pick up at verse 11 and read through there for a little bit. Verse 11, it says, "And they came into the house and saw the child with Mary." So you can see some time has gone by here. They're in a house now. And they've come into the house and they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And they fell down and worshipped him. And opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their own country by another way. Now catch this. "Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, 'Arise and take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him.' And he arose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt and was there until the death of Herod, that was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, 'Out of Egypt did I call my son.'" You see the dream of concern. As these wise men listened, being warned by God in a dream, "Look, don't go back to Herod. He's got bad things in mind. Don't go that way." They go another direction. And so as Joseph is sleeping in the night with his family, thinking all is awesome, all is wonderful, everything is great, he has a dream. And he is warned. There's concern here for the life of the child. Take him and his mother. Go by way of Egypt. And again, a little bit of a key to this righteous man. This will be the fulfillment of Scripture. Oh, aha. I see how this works. And Joseph takes off. It says, "And he arose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt." He didn't wait till sunrise. As the Lord spoke to him in the dream, he responded immediately. I wonder how many blessings we have missed in our lives because we felt or sensed the tugging of God in our hearts, and we thought, tomorrow. See, that wasn't the way that Joseph was. He wakes up from that dream, bam. "We got to go, Mary. Get Jesus ready. We're leaving tonight. We're going tonight." I don't know what Mary's response was at that point other than obedience to her husband, trusting that he was going to do things right because he's a righteous man. He's a just man. If he felt it was that important, she was going to follow. But I wonder, in modern day times, how many wives would say, "Honey, go back to bed. we'll talk about this in the morning. I am tired. And then I wonder how many guys, being warned by God in a dream, would just kind of shake the cobwebs and say, well, I hope I can remember this in the morning. But you see, that's not Joseph. When he hears that his family is in danger, he takes off. Not without them. He takes off with them to obey the voice of God. Folks, obey the voice of God. Whatever he speaks to you, do it. He's not going to ask you to do anything that is contrary to his word, nor to his nature, nor to his character. But he's going to send his peace with that decision. When he speaks, you respond. Now look at the third dream, if you would. It's the dream of comeback. Look at chapter 2 again. We're going to pick up our reading at verse 19. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, and take the child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. And he arose and took the child and his mother and came into the land of Egypt. Of Israel. Into the land of Israel. The dream of the comeback. God appears, his messenger appears to Joseph in a dream and says, look, Herod's dead. It's okay. Now you can go. Go back home. Have you ever been away from home and you just can't wait till you can get back home? You know, I absolutely hate to travel. You do too, Matt? Yeah. So Matt gets a job where he's traveling all the time. But I absolutely hate to travel. When it comes down, and if I've got to be gone for a prolonged period of time, which can be 20 minutes to a half hour, a prolonged period of time, I can't wait until I can get home. I can't wait to see my wife. I can't wait to see my family. I can't wait to see my church. Not my church, understand. But you know what I mean. I can't wait to be back where I belong. Well, here's Joseph. He's got Mary. By this time, Jesus is about 2. It has been an extended stay away from home. The angel of the Lord comes because he's been obedient. Remember the first dream, go to Egypt and wait until we tell you all routes are clear. So obviously, Joseph obeys. And he does exactly as he's commanded. And then comes the all clear call. Do you think Joseph was in a hurry to get home? Well, I would be. I would be. Let's get home. Let's settle back into a normal life. Into a normal routine. Let's get back into the very life that we so love. Let's see our families. Let's see our friends. Let's get back to the temple that we worship in. Let's get back where we so desperately want to be. The comeback. Joseph had to have been ecstatic. And just like he listened to the voice of God when he said, don't divorce her. Just like he listened to the voice of God that says, look, don't go back there to Jerusalem. Just like he listened to the voice of God in those times, he listens again. And I'm sure this listen is a little easier. You can go home. You can come back. It's okay now. But it's not over. He gets to go back to Israel, but, and this is number four, there's one more dream, and that's the dream of completion. Look at verse 22. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he departed for the regions of Galilee and came and resided in a city called Nazareth, that what was spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled, he shall be called a Nazarene. The dream of completion. Joseph, your fears are not unfounded. So let's take this one more trip. Let's go to Nazareth. You're in Israel now. You've come home to your native land. Now let's go to Nazareth. And Joseph obeys. And more scripture is fulfilled. Scripture that is probably 700 years old by this time. Scripture that had been prophesied years and years and years before. Maybe even 12 or 1500 years before. But you see, when God makes a promise, he always fulfills it. These four little dreams, these dreams helped to fulfill scriptures and promises from centuries and centuries before. Because time's not an issue with God. He'll work out his plan. You know what the good news is? Just as Jesus fulfilled all of these prophecies, and Joseph played a huge role in that, the prophecies that have not been fulfilled yet, God will bring to pass. They might surprise us how that comes about. He might surprise us on the when. He might surprise us even in the how. But what a good surprise. God surprised Joseph when he heard Mary was pregnant. God surprised Joseph when he heard of those that wanted to harm the child. God surprised Joseph when he said, your fears are not unfounded. You see, God is still the God of surprises. And he is the God who can be trusted to work out all things for our good, for his glory. Follow the dreams that God gives you. Remember, they'll never violate Scripture. They'll never violate the character and the nature of God. Follow the dreams and obey what he calls you to do, and you'll be blessed all of your life. Joseph was a righteous man and a just man. And because of that, God trusted him with his son. Right now, God is trusting you. God is trusting me with his son. There's a world that is watching. What will we do? Let's stand. I'm going to ask you, if you would, to please take your hymnals and open up to number 131. Angels from the Realms of Glory. I encourage you today. If you don't know Jesus, I want you to know this altar's open. It's always open. Someone would love to introduce you. If you do know Jesus, but you just want to thank him for blessings in your life, this altar's open. We invite you to come and just share together with God. So if God is just warming your heart in some way over this Christmas season, why don't you tell him thank you? Let's sing number 131, and if God is speaking to you in any way, you just obey him.